Doug Terrell, History and Comment is available weekdays on iHeartRadio.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Terrell. This is History and Comment for Thursday, the 11th day of April, 2024. William of Orange and his wife Mary are crowned as joint sovereigns of Great Britain in 1689. Mary had the stronger claim to the throne, but they were both grandchildren of Charles I. Mary and William were second and fourth in line for the throne behind her father. Their greatest claim might be they were Protestant during a time England was moving strongly in that direction. The matter was complicated by Mary having a half-brother, James Edward Francis Stuart. Stuart and his son will make an armed play for the English and especially the Scottish throne. The Stuarts were more friendly with France and were Catholic. There were several countries in play in Western Europe. England, France, Holland, and Spain all tended to trade monarchs around. William of Orange was also Dutch. That is where the orange comes in. His and Mary's marriage was planned. Originally, it was thought Mary would marry the French prince and strengthen the bond between England and France. But the political winds were blowing against Catholic France. In the first decade of the 18th century, there is a protracted war between the powers trying to decide who will sit on which throne, this time the French and Spanish ones. In 1713, Great Britain and France sign the Treaty of Utrecht. Britain accepts Philip as King of Spain, and Philip agrees to give up any claim to the French throne. During the 18th century, there does not appear to be a blood connection between the British and Spanish thrones, but they do show up at the same family reunions. The current monarchs of both countries are descendants of Queen Victoria. The point to keep in mind is the high and mighty royals across all of Europe are a highly incestuous bunch. The Israeli city of Tel Aviv is founded in 1909. Tel Aviv lies on the Mediterranean coast just north of the ancient city of Joppa. In the region, a tell is a mound of an ancient settlement. Aviv comes from a passage in the book of Ezekiel. Recall your Middle East geography. Tel Aviv is about 35 miles as the crow flies from Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is about 45 miles from Amman, Jordan. Everything is quite close, especially by the standards of flyover country here in America. The whole country of Israel is about the size of New Jersey. If you want an argument against the West Bank area being Arab-controlled, consider that the Jordan River Valley is about 45 miles directly west of Tel Aviv, which sits at sea level. But there is a mountain range that soars to 3,000 feet high before dropping down to 1,200 feet below sea level at the river. The valley is a geological rift zone and a natural military barrier. President Truman and General Douglas MacArthur are at odds in 1951. MacArthur was a well-respected general and a World War II hero. The two disagree over how to proceed in the Korean War. MacArthur wanted a more aggressive approach and directly confront North Korea and maybe reignite a new version of World War II, where China and the U.S. were on opposing sides. Truman wanted a more cautious approach. MacArthur took his case to the public and Congress, and Truman removed him. History calls it a politically bad decision, but well within the powers of the president. MacArthur had gained a lot of political experience in occupied Japan and was maybe the most political general in American history. Well, maybe except for Washington. But America has a strong dislike for a military-controlled government. In fact, there were a few fences placed to prevent exactly that scenario. The president is the commander-in-chief, but only Congress can authorize military action and fund them. This raises another point that makes America very unique. Beyond the vast numbers of firearms held by the people, or as Japan put it, a gun behind every tree, there is not a single military. While the various state national guards have been federalized for most practical purposes, they could quickly be recalled and under the control of each state. Pope John the 23rd describes the conditions for world peace in 1963. The document is considered a last will and testament of the ailing Pope and a look back at the Cold War, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and the aftermath of World War II. April 11th is Palm Sunday in 1965 and a major outbreak of 55 tornadoes across the Midwest. The outbreak was one of the strongest ever recorded in U.S. history and included four twin funnels. The twin F4 funnels southeast of Elkhart has become an iconic image of the outbreak. Multiple funnels along a front is not uncommon, but to have two in the same cell is quite rare. And to have two extremely large in such close proximity as they were at Midway, Indiana, is even more rare. Apollo 13 is launched in 1970. What is amazing is this is the second moon mission since Apollo 11 put man on the moon for the very first time just 8 months earlier. The Apple I computer is created in 1976. In 1986, FBI agents have a broad daylight shootout on the streets of Dade County, Florida. Now, actually, this is a rather rare event, despite what you might see portrayed on television, where federal agents will have a weekly shootout with the bad guys who have automatic weapons. This point is not new. Most police officers will not fire their weapon in a hostile situation, yet TV cops do it every show. You are being conditioned. 22 years ago, more than 200,000 people march in Venezuela demanding the resignation of President Hugo Chavez, the benevolent dictator that turned one of the most resource-rich countries in South America into a third-world cesspool, where common necessities were difficult to buy. Chavez was elected by a wide margin, making the point common people will elect leaders to their detriment if they only promise rainbows and unicorns. Communal societies have not worked for any extended period of time, any place they have been tried. Yes, they might be a couple of isolated cases that worked for a short period, but they all fail for the simple reason man will not work to the maximum effort for average benefit. Average performance for average benefit quickly enters a death spiral. It also requires the lower half of society to pick up their game. As we enter this political season, distill down the talking points from each side. If the message is, government is the answer, you should run. If the candidate espouses a message that you can ascend on your own efforts, vote for them. Yeah, it's not the carnival atmosphere, but more one of overalls and personal effort. It's not winning the lottery, but getting out of bed each morning. The latter has historically proven to be vastly more effective and emotionally rewarding. Iran announces they have successfully enriched uranium. That was 19 years ago. Folks, ask yourself, what might Iran do with a nuclear weapon? Certainly, they're quite close to that point today. The internet is abuzz with a story out of Dearborn, Michigan, where some participants at a rally were chanting, "Death to America!" in Arabic. Folks, it is hard to fully grasp, and certainly there are pro-Western Muslims in this country, but this is becoming a large and loud voting bloc right here in the middle of America. It is closely tied to the harsh stance our president is taking against Israel. But rest assured, Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud condemned the protest, as did city spokesman Hassan Abbas. The song from Head East comes to mind, as did the quip about Miami. Would the last American out of the city please take the flag? I would like to take the mayor's words at face value, but I'm not blind either to the contortions our president is going to appease this element of his voter base. That is even a significant voting block should scare every American. That's history and comment for the 11th day of April. I'm Doug Tyrrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.